Herzlich willkommen, liebe
Dear viewers, dear listeners, welcome to the 8th program of the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, to his disciples and apostles who could understand them. 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth announced the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who would lead mankind into all the truth. During our time, we are privileged to experience how the Spirit of Truth, the Free Spirit, fulfills His promise. Through Gabriela, the prophetess and emissary of God, the Spirit of God revealed His great cosmic teachings at the beginning of the 1990s. They help us find our way out of the limitation of materialistic, egocentric thinking and toward our true self, our divine heritage. For this path, Gabriela gave us numerous practical exercises and tasks that show us how we can understand the great cosmic teachings more deeply and apply them in our daily life. These schoolings help us to get to know ourselves better, and through this, to better understand our fellow people, be it in the family, in our occupation, or our circle of friends. The great cosmic teachings are also a high goal for us, who are privileged to present these schooling texts. It is a goal for which we daily learn and practice, for we too are not perfect. The practical aids from Gabriela's treasure of experiences are, together with a revelation of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, compiled in a 5-volume work. As in the past programs, we may again read from them with Gabriela, who is here in the studio with us. Last time, for instance, we heard about the deep prayer, the all prayer, which we will learn more about in today's program. We now continue reading.
The All Spirit says in His great cosmic teachings, the one who lives in his inner being, in God, is divine. Gabriela gives the following explanation about this. We hear again and again about the inner light. How do we find our way to the inner light? And how can we stay in our inner being? Here is a little exercise for this. When we want to speak, then we take ourselves back with the question, is what we want to say divine? Why do we want to say something? We speak only when we feel that we don't want anything for ourselves personally. We feel that we don't want anything for ourselves personally when there is no urging and no belittling in what we want to say, when we don't have our own advantage in mind. We can also examine ourselves and how we say something, for in the kind and combination of words, as well as in the tone of voice, we recognize whether our ego, be it the deeper layers of the ego, is speaking, or whether it is impersonal and comes from the fount of life.
Gabriela explains further. Often we say, I have already cleared this or that up. I have already forgiven. And yet it comes into my conscious mind again and again. The old thoughts come again and again. Why is this? It is possible that they are awakened memories. When, for example, our neighbor thinks of us and thinks about that situation which has already been cleared up. In this way, it can come alive in our world of memories. Then we should examine how are our feelings and sensations, especially regarding that neighbor. When our feelings and sensations are pure, then we say no to these old thoughts. We turn to God and pray in a way similar to what we have learned.
Und beten ähnlich, wie wir es gelernt haben.
We call on the inner light and let the light radiate through us to our neighbor or to our neighbors, of whom we are thinking. Through this all prayer, the thoughts withdraw from us. In this way, it is easier and easier to rest in ourselves. Other examples should help us to grasp the all prayer even more deeply, in order to be able to carry it out more and more independently. Let us become aware. Everything is in everything, and soul and man should establish communication with everything. For it shall be on earth as it is in heaven. Dear fellow people, we now hear an example that Gabriele gave us for the all prayer. We can also see it as a wonderful exercise. If you wish, join us.
We now watch our breath and immerse into the inner light. We call on the holy light, the love of the Creator God. We let ourselves be filled with love, power, and wisdom, and pray. Eternal, glorious Father, you are the light and the power in us. You are the omnipresent Spirit who streams through all things and sets all things aglow. You love your creation, to which we human beings also belong. In all things, you are the love, the light, the eternal home, and the salvation.
Dein Licht.
We now send your light that gives us warmth and secureness to the mineral kingdoms. You stream through us to the mineral kingdoms. Our thoughts are silent. In the same way, we can let the light of God stream to the plant and animal kingdoms. We watch our breathing again. We go ever more deeply into the eternal light. The Sun of Love embraces us more and more. We call on the inner light and let ourselves be filled more and more by the love, power, and wisdom of God. Beloved Father, all spirit beings, souls, and people are your children. You, kind one, sent us your Son so that we may become spirit beings again. Light out of your light. Love out of your love. Power out of your power. Kind, all one. Fill us from the fount of peace and of salvation. Fill us with your love so that we feel that we are your children. Kind, eternal Father, your light radiates through us to all the brothers and sisters all over the earth. Our thoughts are silent. You, all one, radiate through us to our human brothers and sisters. We let it radiate. We do not think. It radiates.
Abermals beobachten wir unseren Atem.
Once again, we watch our breathing and at the same time feel within.
Wir merken, wie die Ruhe.
We notice how calmness and peace come over us.
Es ist die Antwort.
It is the answer of love.
Wiederum rufen wir das Mächtige.
Once again, we call on the mighty light in us and ask it to set us aglow.
Ewige Sonne,
eternal Sun, you kindness and warmth, you love and mercy,
du Vater,
you Father,
du geliebte,
you beloved, you of our souls.
Du bist uns so nahe.
You are so near to us because we are your children.
Du durchströmst uns.
You stream throughout us with the power of the heavens, which is our spiritual heritage.
Du durchglühst uns.
You set us aglow and let us glow in your love that is our true being.
Ewiger, gütiger,
eternal kind one, through your infinite power, we now come into communication with our brothers and sisters of the eternal being.
In uns öffnen sich die Himmel.
The heavens open within us. The regions from order to mercy.
Das Licht des All-Einen.
The light of the All-One radiates through us and establishes communication with our heavenly brothers and sisters.
Wir lassen die Liebe strömen.
We let the love stream. Our thoughts are silent.
Wir dürfen die Verbindung tief.
Deep in our soul, we may sense the union.
Wir dürfen empfangen.
We are allowed to receive.
Wir senden himmelwärts.
We send towards heaven, towards home.
Wir empfangen vom Himmel.
We receive from heaven, from home.
Vater, du unsere Wonne.
Father, you our joy and our happiness.
Bruder, du unser
Brother,
Erlöser,
you our Redeemer and our friend.
Wir danken dir, Vater.
We thank you, Father.
Wir danken dir, Bruder.
We thank you, Brother.
Von ganzem Herzen.
We thank you with all our heart.
Dank für das Sein.
Thank you for the being.
Dank für die Erlösung.
Thank you for the redemption.
Danke für den
Thank you for the inner path.
Danke für die Ewigkeit.
Thank you for the eternal homeland.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauer.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, we can let these words, which Gabriela has given us as an example for the All Prayer, continue to work in us, as we now continue to read in our book for the program, The All Spirit Speaks. He, meant is the person in God, radiates the eternal law, the pure, the beautiful, the fine, the absolute love, the being that he is. Let us now listen to the explanation from Gabriela. If we have taken ourselves back in our talking and thinking during the day, by examining ourselves with a question, is my thought, my word, impersonal, that is divine, or egocentric? Then, in the evening, we can sense ourselves, how we feel. To sense ourselves means we perceive ourselves. How was and is our body rhythm? How was and is our inner and outer attitude? How was and is our behavior? We can also examine ourselves in the mirror. How do we reflect? How do we radiate? We will experience smaller or greater miracles when we consistently do this exercise during the day. The evening will show us a totally different person. These exercises let us recognize how quickly and wonderfully the Spirit of God is able to work in and on us. We experience the closeness of God. Dear fellow people, these exercises are a great help to us. And we are very thankful for them because, as already stated, we are not perfect, but are also still practicing and learning. The eternal law, the pure, the beautiful, the noble, the fine, the absolute love, radiates what goes out from the one who is God-filled and then radiates back into him and through him. So speaks the All-Spirit in his great cosmic teachings. Dear viewers, dear listeners, what goes out from the God-filled person radiates back into him and through him because of the principle of sending and receiving. We hear about the being again and again. The being is the divine in all things. We live in the being only when we have attained the divine communication with all things, because all is in all things. To live in the being thus means to live in our innermost being. The previous exercises help us to experience what it means to live in ourselves and to give out of the being, the source, through the communication with the all power in all things. We hear about purity again and again. We attain the purity of the soul through selfless feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds. This leads to inner beauty. Therefore, soul and man attain beauty through purity. We see that all things permeate and complement each other. The one who adorns himself with virtue and selfless love attains inner freedom, because he has found himself, his true self. He then leaves his fellow man his freedom. Then the person is noble and fine, because the soul has become pure.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, let us consciously take in this statement once more and let it reverberate in us. For in this one statement is so much that is decisive for us. The eternal law, the pure, the beautiful, the noble, the fine, the absolute love, radiates what goes out from the one who is God-filled and then radiates back into him and through him.
A further axiom from the Spirit of God reads, the pure being lives in the being that is eternal and has its existence in eternal being, because it itself is the eternal being, the eternal law, God. The purity, beauty, freedom, the noble and fine, the selfless love. The pure being is the being in the all stream, in God, in the being. We hear Gabriela's explanation of this. The purity is our true life. When we turn away from our true life, from the purity, the beauty, the eternal being, then we create our illusionary life, which consists of our ego law. It is the reflection, the eternal I am, which has been transformed down and changed. We have built this up through our human, which means all too human, sinful, feeling, thinking, speaking, acting, and wanting. Our ego law, which encompasses only us and is stored in the causal computer, in the stars, is what, as a general term, we call the law of sowing and reaping. And so, what we sow is what we reap. This causal sending and receiving continues until we have attained the purity of our soul for the most part. In the purity lies the beauty, and in the beauty, in turn, the purity. Both radiate out and result in freedom. In the purity, beauty, and freedom lies the noble, the fine, the selfless love.
Dear fellow people, we hear more words from the Spirit of God from His great cosmic teachings. The All Spirit says, the burdened souls in the spheres of purification and the incarnated burdened souls, the human beings, do not live as the being, nor do they move in the stream of the being. Gabriele gives us the following explanation for our better understanding. As long as we are still burdened, parts of our spiritual heritage, of our pure being, are still covered. For this reason, we don't find our way back to the source of our life. In order to be able to immerse again in the stream of God, in order to live as a purified drop in the ocean, God, we have to walk the path of self-recognition. We have to learn to understand ourselves. For only when we understand ourselves will we also recognize ourselves in time. When we learn to understand ourselves, then we will also gain understanding for our fellow man. In this way, we purify our soul and gain access to our neighbor. Because our neighbor, the positive part of our neighbor, is a part of our true being, of our divine heritage. Only in this way, through self-recognition and through understanding, will we mature into our inner being, will we attain the communication with our neighbor and gain communication with the nature kingdoms. Then we also understand what it means to establish communication with the infinite All, because we are children of the All, heirs to infinity, beings who bear the whole being in themselves.
The All Spirit speaks. The one who does not live in God lives in his self-made world, which consists of his human sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds, which he calls his being and his self. This is the small world of the human ego. Gabriela explains about this. We thus recognize how the adversary has turned the highest words around. Our small world, the ego world of the individual, that consists of our human sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds, we call our being and our self. But it is not the eternal being. In our human being is the mind, which contains the separation from the eternal being. In our human self is the me, again the separation. Through human egocentricity, the mine and me, we have placed ourselves in a cocoon world, which we will hear about later on. We thus see how close together light and shadow are. Words that are spoken out of the actualization and fulfillment of the eternal law bear the divine in themselves, light and power. On the other hand, words are our base existence. When they are not permeated by the spirit of love, when they are not lived by us, God speaks of the eternal self, of the eternal being. The reverse is our human being, our human self. Dear viewers, dear listeners, from these explanations we realize that here, with the word human, is always the egocentric, ultimately the sinful that is meant.
In his great cosmic teachings, the All-Spirit continues to speak about the existence of the person who does not live in God. In this small world, he lives, he moves, and thinks that his existence is only there. Then he sees only with the eyes of his small world that can be compared to a cocoon. With these, he then looks only at the small cocoon world of his neighbor. He sees only the surface of life, the reflection, because he lives only in the external world and moves only in his small world, in his cocoon, which he, himself, has spun with his burdened sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds. This is his level of consciousness. Gabriela explains, starting from this level of consciousness, we feel, think, speak, and act as human beings who are imprisoned in the limitation of the materialistic, egocentric thinking. We cannot see any further, nor can we understand any further. What we have unfolded, what we have developed, is our level of consciousness. The light of our consciousness also radiates according to this. It lights up only what is our level of consciousness. The wideness or the narrowness, all according to our limitation. Since according to our consciousness radiation, we live in our own self-made beam of light. It is ourselves that we encounter again and again. Let us observe what we think, what and how we speak. All of this tells us who we are. When we revolve only around ourselves in our sensations and thoughts, then we live in a cocoon world and see our neighbor only in the light beam of our ego. Our fellow people then pass by us and we don't recognize them. We don't perceive them as brother and sister in the Spirit of the Lord, because we affirm only ourselves, because we look only at our little world. This little world is the sum of our thoughts, and this we call the truth.
Dear fellow people, the All-Spirit continues with his axiom. The threads of the small cocoon world are like the walls that he, the person who does not live in God, looks at, and which he calls the truth. Because he looks only at the walls of his small, his own world, he thus sees only the walls of the small world of his neighbor. And so, he only looks into the mirrors of truth and does not behold the truth itself. Gabriele explains, out of this comes the distortion of the truth. What are the walls? The so-called walls are the radiation of the aura. They are the different facets of the light of our soul. For what is stored in our soul particles, light or shadow, radiates through our body and forms the aura, the corona. Our aura is like the beam of the light of our consciousness. Only what our soul radiates is what we can somewhat understand, and this is what we speak about. It does not reach beyond this. Depending on our radiation potential, our aura is light or shadow. This is the light of our consciousness, our level of consciousness.
The All-Spirit continues, he that is the person speaks of the truth, but actually speaks of the reflection of the truth, that which he himself has entered, with which he has spun himself in which he believes, because he sees only that. And so he believes only what he sees, and this is what he calls the truth. Gabriela gives us the following explanation about this. Our language is a language of pictures. Each picture shows our level of consciousness. Day after day, infinitely many thoughts shoot through our brain. Just as the thoughts shoot through our head, in the same way, the pictures shoot right through us and mold our cell structure. Since we still live unconsciously for the most part, we grasp little of our own picture language, and thus many chances for self-recognition pass by unused. To live consciously means to gather the powers of our consciousness in the moment, to be totally with that which needs to be done at the moment. To live consciously thus means to live in a concentrated way.
We continue reading Gabriela's explanations. Let us decide to do everything that we do in a concentrated way. Concentration means that our thoughts are with our work, with what we are doing at the moment, or with what we are saying. If, as a result of this, our life is a more conscious life, then we will also feel very quickly when our thoughts plague us. They knock on the radiation of our concentration and want to communicate with us. Then we should pause briefly. Let the thoughts come and look into the world of our thoughts. For they come and show themselves to us in pictures. We have created these pictures. They are a part of our life. In this way, we too can recognize very quickly who we are. If we use the energy of the day to clear up what needs to be cleared up today, then our consciousness radiation, our consciousness beam, expands.
Gabriele erklärt weiter.
Gabriele explains further. Thoughts that send toward us can also originate with our fellow man. But these are only brief flying thoughts that don't irritate us and yet could tell us something, for there are no coincidences. However, if they knock at our concentration radiation constantly, then something is in us that wants to be cleared up. Thoughts, sensations or feelings can also originate with our presently developed spiritual consciousness, impulses which want to stimulate us to continue to develop, to clear away what limits and burdens our soul. These thoughts or feelings too knock on our concentration radiation. They announce themselves in order to be cleared up. We pause briefly and take in the thought pictures. What do they want to tell us? This is what needs to be cleared up.
Liebe Mitmenschen, wir sind in der Lebensschule der Erde.
Dear fellow people, we are in the school of life, Earth. The energy of the day brings to every single person the tasks that are there for him because of what he himself has once entered into the stars. And so we meet our own all-too-humanness day after day.
Das Allzumenschliche ist unser.
The all-too-humanness is our base being, our base self.
Wir müssen das nicht.
We have to transform the base self, the base existence, with the Spirit of God.
Auf diese Weise finden wir.
In this way, we find our way to the eternal being, to our true self, and thus to our divine heritage.
Wir sehen also.
And so we see that all of infinity consists of sending and receiving. We are sent to, and we receive. We send and receive. The whole of the All is a mighty communication network in which each one of us has his part. Dear viewers, dear listeners, if we learn from the tasks that the day's energy brings us, then we can be sure that an interesting and intense time lies before us. In order to perceive what the day's energy wants to tell us, Gabriela advised us, among other things, to live consciously. Thus means to be concentrated. Anyone who wants to can try it out. We invite you to accompany these readings with the book to the program. It is the first volume of the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his apostles and disciples who could understand them, with explanations from Gabriela. This book can be obtained in bookstores or via the internet. If you want to learn how we can emerge from our cocoon world, then tune in again for the next program in this series to learn further with us. We wish you all the best and will be happy to have you with us again for the next cosmic lesson. Goodbye and greetings in God.